I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Today I'm going to talk about fear and its best friend, courage. You know, when I even think about the topic of fear, it comes up for me, and I have those physical sensations, you know, a flutter in the chest, a tightening of the throat, a difficulty breathing, just even thinking about the word fear. So it is endemic in our nature, in our world, that we encounter fear at the turn of every corner. Is that person friendly? Is this a good day for me to go outside to venture into the world? Am I up to the challenges of my life? And then we see the incredible courage of the people in Ukraine, the people who are fighting for democracy, not fake fighting, but real fighting, like ready to lay down their lives for the freedom of their descendants. This is courage, but they must have fear somewhere. And you see it in the way they're holding their bodies. I mean, can't you feel it in yours when you even think about what the people of Ukraine are suffering? It's hard to try to be compassionate with what we're seeing in the world, isn't it? It's hard to feel like everyone's equal and everyone has a chance and everyone has a divine soul at their center, that they're whole and complete. It's hard to feel that way when you see this kind of destruction. But it's also hard to really face the destruction in your own life. It's hard to really sit with that fear coming up. Will I measure up? Am I good enough? Can I do it? Each of us has to look at what our contribution can be, you know? Just like the people of Ukraine are looking at their contribution, what can I do? You see intellectuals and politicians and guys that are probably too old to do it picking up arms and going into the streets to protect their vision of what their country is. So what do we protect? What do we rescue? What do we save in our lives? I think this is the thing we have to ask ourselves looking at this tragedy. We have to say, not just what can I do to help, but how can I be more like these amazing people? How can I confront the difficulties in my own life with the kind of courage that I'm seeing on TV? You know, can I talk to my mother and not become afraid? Can I talk to somebody I have difficulty with at work and not sink into fear and sadness and the contraction in the body? The one thing that we have in the sacred anatomy is this incredible sacred nervous system. So it's part of the entire nervous system of the physicality. Actually, the physicality is part of it. It's called the template. And the template is a nervous system that has the potential to expand and contract the subtle anatomy. I have found by expanding consciously my subtle nervous system that my physical body nervous system actually relaxes and fear becomes less dominant. So let's all take our hands and run them down the front of our body, palm to the floor, run down the front of your body and come somewhere near your belly button. You're going to feel a little bit of a pooching out. That's called the star point. It's the center of the nervous system, the subtle nervous system, which includes your physical body. So bounce up and down, bounce your hand up and down on that point. And then just say out loud, expand, and stop bouncing. Take a deep breath. Feel the expansion of your nervous system as it moves out. And no matter what you're confronting, If your nervous system is relaxed, you're going to be better at it. So bring your hand down again, all the way down the front of your body, right to your belly button, to that same place, bounce up and down a tiny bit, and say, expand. And allow yourself to experience a further expansion. Feel your expansion out your back, above your head, to the left and right of you, out the front. Now bring your hand down again for a final time, bouncing up and down on your star point, and say, expand. And as you do this, your whole structure awakens to the expansion of the template, and you are able in this moment to take a deep breath and say to yourself, I can do it. I can confront whatever it is I need to. I can be with my world. Take a deep breath. I can walk into a difficult situation, expanded, awake, aware, and fully embodied, and not experience fear in the same way. Really experiencing the courage of walking in to that which you fear. Take a deep breath, everybody. Because we've got this. We can do it. We can sit in the fear in a courageous way. We can confront that which is painful and difficult with an open heart and an open mind. We can breathe in and breathe out and be grateful for the example of a profoundly gifted people. Talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.